So today we'll be discussing connecting with crystals. So we're going to talk about how to learn to harness crystal energy for meditation in our sacred space, because I find that this is something that so many of us could benefit from. Now, meditation doesn't have to be, you know, a two-hour power session in lotus position, sitting with your feet crossed on top of your thighs. This can be 5 or 10 minutes a day where you're making time to connect with the energy of your crystals. I'd like to invite everyone who's listening to choose a crystal that you'd like to work with today. You can put it on pause, go run and grab a stone. But if you have kind of a favorite pocket stone in your pocket or a crystal nearby, I really want to encourage you to grab that crystal, because we're going to be doing a little meditation and it's going to be to your benefit to have that crystal available. You might also want to grab a pen and some paper for taking some notes about the techniques that we're going to discuss. And you also might want something nearby to jot down any of your experiences with your special crystal that we talk about in our meditation a little bit later on. So the first thing I want to discuss with everyone is how to learn to sense the unique energy frequency of your crystals. Have you ever wondered why so many different authors list different properties for the same crystal? So when one author is writing about amethyst, they might focus on how it's really great for relieving headache pain. But when another author writes about amethyst, they talk about how it can be used to treat digestive disorders or how it can enhance meditation. And I am sure if you're like me, when you're first starting out especially, some of that information seems a little bit conflicting and downright confusing. And that's because each author is generally writing about their own personal experience with the crystals. And we each have our own unique energy frequency. We have our own vibrational rate. And so when I work with an amethyst crystal, it might be a very different experience for me. And so these different variations in our personal experience are what leads to this information that can seem somewhat conflicting based upon the source. But the wonderful and beautiful thing about that is that crystals are meant to be experienced. They're meant to be used in a way where you're developing a personal connection with them. It's about creating a personal relationship with your healing stones. So I want everyone to go ahead and grab your crystal, have it nearby for class today, that we're going to do some really fun exercises. So when you're first learning to sense the energy frequency of your crystal, most of us can do this through physical contact with the stone, especially if you're really tactile or kinesthetic. This will work really well for you. So I want everyone to start by rubbing your hands together quite briskly with your palms facing one another, and just kind of rub them together like you were warming them up over a campfire. And the thing that this does is it helps to sensitize the minor chakras that are found in our palms and our fingertips, and it kind of wakes up all of those little energy centers so that you'll be better able to tune into the energy frequency of your crystal. So once you've gotten your hands all warmed up and you've gotten those energy centers ready to tune into the frequency of your crystal, then I want you to pick up your special crystal and hold it in cupped hands. Or if it's heavy or too large or awkward to hold in your hands, just set it down in front of you and place your hands right on top of it so that you're making physical contact with that stone. And I want you to take a deep breath in and focus on your hands and where they're making contact with that crystal. And notice if you feel any kind of energetic sensation or vibration. And the great thing and beautiful thing about this is that everyone will experience this in a different way. So for some people out there listening, you might feel some heat or warmth, or maybe you feel coolness. Maybe you feel tingling or pulsating or even kind of an electrical sensation, or it could tickle a little bit, but most people will feel something. Now, if you don't beat yourself up and don't get discouraged. We want to totally remove judgment from this situation, because this is for people who are really tactile or kinesthetic. Maybe you'll find that you'll connect with your crystal based on more of a visual connection or visualization, which we'll do a little later on in the meditation. So I want to present lots of different ways today for you to learn how to tune into the energy of your stones. Now, if you're having trouble feeling this energy, one thing that you can do to help is to hold your crystal in one of your hands and kind of point it toward the opposite palm. So if you're holding your crystal in your right hand, you're going to point it toward your left hand. Even if it's a little tumbled stone and it doesn't have a termination or point, that's okay. And what I want you to do is make small, slow, clockwise rotations using your crystal over the center of your palm on the opposite hand. And sometimes that helps to kind of activate that little minor chakra in your palm, and it helps you tune into that frequency of the crystal. It helps you feel that energetic vibration. So do that for just a few moments and see if you can kind of tune in. Now, holding the crystal or making the small rotations in the center of your palm, what do you sense from your crystal? Kind of think about how you feel physically. Are there any parts of your body that draw your attention? Or how does this crystal make you feel emotionally? Maybe you're really happy, maybe you're calm. And then think about how this makes you feel mentally. Do you feel really scattered? Do you feel like it's kind of melting away some of the stress? Do you feel like you have a lot of clarity of mind? And remember, there are no right or wrong answers here. This is purely based on your own experience, because we're trying to develop a relationship with our own stones. So just kind of thinking about how that crystal makes you feel and what you're experiencing with your stone right now, how would you use this crystal for healing? If you're going to do a little bit of self-care work and focus on your own healing, how would this crystal help you? How can this kind of change things in a positive way for you? So maybe you noticed that you felt a strong sensation in your feet. So maybe this is a good crystal for you to use for grounding or for connecting with the earth. On the other hand, maybe it helped you feel very calm and at peace. Maybe it's more of an emotional response than a physical response. So this could be a really helpful stone for you to use when you're feeling a little bit stressed out or under the weather and you just need to find your center. So this is just one way of kind of connecting with the energy of your stone and learning how to use it to your best advantage, how this crystal will work best for you, rather than necessarily always going to an outside resource for information. Those sources can be very helpful, and they can give us a good jumping off point. But when we start to develop our own relationship with the crystals, that's when we really find the most healing benefit from working with our stones. So if you're having a difficult time feeling the energy in your hands, an alternative way to kind of tune into the energy of your crystal is to try holding it over your heart chakra. For some people, this connection with the heart and the energy of kind of expansive love and connection with all beings helps you tune into that vibration even better than feeling it with your hands. So hold that crystal over your heart chakra for a moment and go through some of those same questions. How do you feel physically? How do you feel emotionally? How does this make you feel in your mental space? And kind of tune into that vibration while holding this crystal over your heart and see if you can kind of put together the pieces of the puzzle for how this stone could be used for healing. Now, alternative placements, if you're not kind of feeling the energy over your heart, you may try placing the crystal on your third eye chakra. This is our intuitive center. So sometimes the information will come clairvoyantly or clairaudiently or clairsentiently when we place a crystal on the third eye. And that's between and just above the two physical eyes in the center of the forehead. So if you sort of place your crystal there, especially if it's making physical contact with your skin, a lot of times you will intuitively get some little messages or maybe see some symbols or images, or even if you're lucky and you are really amazingly intuitive and clairvoyant, then maybe you could even see a scene play out like a movie. And this will kind of all give you clues and hints for how this crystal can be used. Now, I also have a very dear friend who loves to place her crystals on top of her crown chakra. And for some reason, placing those crystals right on top of her head is the way that she's able to feel the energy the strongest. So placing crystals on your crown chakra opens you up to divine source it kind of opens you up with a connection to the universe and to the universal energy of these stones. So go ahead and place that crystal on your crown chakra, go through those questions, and see what you're feeling that this crystal can do for you. These are wonderful tools that are here to help us for our own healing, our own spiritual expansion, and they are amazing when we create that personal connection with them. So I want to go ahead and give everyone a little homework assignment, and I'm sure that you didn't expect to get homework, but I'm throwing it out there because it's a really fun thing to do. I want everyone to take this special crystal, and I want you to try sleeping with it either in your pillowcase, if it's a little smaller, it kind of keeps it from rolling around in bed with you, or on your bedside table. You could even tape it over a chakra of your choice, or use a little band-aid to kind of hold it in place over one of your chakras. Now, I want you to, when you first wake up in the morning, try and remember to lay really still. Think about any dreams or messages that came to you during the night tonight and record your results in a crystal journal. And this is going to give you some really good clues for how this crystal might be best utilized by you right now for healing. Maybe you get a message about a dear friend that you haven't connected with for a while, and that crystal's encouraging you to pick up the phone and call them. Or maybe you get an intuitive message that, you know, you've been kind of burning the candle at both ends and you need a little bit more time for self-care. Just be really open to the messages that you receive in your dreams when you're working with crystals in this way. So the next thing that I want to discuss, now that we know kind of how to tune into the energy frequency of our crystals, is I want to talk about using these crystals to create sacred space in our environment. And there's a quote that I love. I absolutely adore this, and it's by Joseph Campbell. And Joseph says, "Your sacred space is where you can find yourself again and again." Our sacred space is like our personal sanctuary. This is the place where we can relax, recharge, rejuvenate. It's a place that should fill us up and make us feel whole. This is like a place where you should be totally, completely comfortable. But the thing to know about your sacred space is that this can mean a different thing for each and every person. Just like our connection with the crystals is very personal, our connection with what we consider to be our sacred space is very personal. So make sure that your sacred space really suits you and provides you with a place where you can feel connected to the universe, where you can feel connected to crystal energy or plant energy, any of those guardian energies that Kim was discussing in the beginning of the call. So your sacred space might include things like a special chair or cushion, something that's big and cozy and comfy that you can really relax into. Or if you prefer to lie down, maybe you have a nice yoga mat you can roll out into your sacred space. Or you might want to include some candles or incense to kind of set the tone or mood or feeling, really hold the space and the energy of that area. You might want to bring some house plants into the space, because this helps kind of bring part of nature indoors and helps us really feel connected to earth energy, which keeps us grounded. You might have some sacred objects or ritual objects that you'd like to bring into your space, such as something like smudging or space clearing supplies. You might also want to really consider the use of color energy in your sacred space. The colors are so important. So when you begin to choose crystals to include in your sacred space, think about the colors that they are and what that color vibration represents for you. You might also want to make sure that you have some peaceful music that's easy to access while you're in your sacred space, or some little chimes, something that helps you find your center and stay focused on the present moment. And then, of course, be sure to include plenty of crystals in your sacred space. Now, one more thing I want to say about this is know that your sacred space will change as you change and grow spiritually. Your sacred space will, of course, also change as you change location, like if you move to a new home or new apartment, or even if you're traveling. You might want to consider having some sort of little mini travel sacred space kit that you can bring with you if you travel around a lot for work, or if you're just on the road or visiting family, because this is such a strong connection point for us with that universal source energy. So it's good to be able to have that connection wherever we go. So So something that I really like to do in my sacred space is to create a crystal altar. So this might be in a dedicated room of your home. It might be in a little closet or a little nook that's maybe unused for something else, or it just normally fills with clutter. You can turn this into your sacred space. This could even be a very small area, like a small table just in the corner of a room, or even on a windowsill. I know when I was first starting to work with crystals, my husband and I lived in a 600-square-foot apartment, and it was so teeny tiny. It was so hard to find a space that I could really call my own. But in one of our little guest bedrooms, which was also a home office and also the area where our animals kind of slept in the evenings, I had one little windowsill in there that got the most beautiful sun and moonlight. So that's what I used for my crystal altar, was just a windowsill. So no excuses. don't say you don't have room or you don't have time. You can make it happen. I totally believe in you. When you have your crystals by your side, you can do anything. So the reason that we want to create a crystal altar is that altars really create a sacred space in which you can do healing work, meditation, and anything else that you put your mind to. This could be manifesting, really anything that you're looking to call in from the universe, because altars are the point of connection between you and the energy of universal source. This is like where the microcosm meets the macrocosm. It's like bringing all that abundant energy from the universe into a space where it can be utilized here on the physical plane. So the objects that you incorporate into your altar and your sacred space will act as spiritual tools that can help you kind of focus your energy and your intention while creating this connection between you and spirit. And this is going to help your meditation or your healing work become more effective, because you'll be centered, you'll be focused on the present moment, you'll be connected to universal source energy, and this just helps things flow a lot more effortlessly. So when you're kind of starting to create your crystal altar, I want you to choose at least one special crystal that you're going to use for healing work and one special crystal that you're going to use for meditation. So some good stones for general healing would be jade or green aventurine. Those are both pretty commonly well integrated by most people, so they seem to work well for just about everyone for general healing. If you wanted something more for emotional healing, you might want to try carnelian or rose quartz, or for spiritual healing, maybe an amethyst or an azurite. But you can look up resources and books, but like I said, kind of developing your own connection with these crystals. If you go through a meditation, you might be given some information that would lead you to believe that that crystal would be great for healing or meditation. Now, for meditation, a good general meditation stone would be amethyst. Sugilite is a little bit more difficult to find and a little bit pricier, but it's an amazing meditation stone, as is azurite, because it's such a strong third eye activator that you find that it really helps to take you into very deep levels of meditation. Now, when you start using your altar, be sure that you turn off the phone. And, you know, this goes for when you're creating it, too. So when you're starting to kind of set the energy for your sacred space and create this crystal altar, make sure that you kind of follow the same guidelines while you're actually using the altar later on for meditation or healing. So turn off the phone, adjust the lights to meet your needs, whether that's brighter or more dim, something that feels very comfortable for you. Make sure that you're comfortable physically. So that's where that comfy, cozy chair comes in handy. Ensure that you're going to be free from any disturbances or distractions, because this is really important for being fully present in your sacred space. So if there's too much going on, it's too easy to get distracted and not be fully present in that moment. So just kind of be aware of that and try and minimize those distractions as much as possible. Then right before I've kind of started to create my altar, I like to make sure that I'm grounded and centered. And there are so many amazing grounding and centering exercises that you can do. But what I like to do is take those two special crystals, one for meditation and one for healing, place them on the floor just in front of my comfy, cozy chair, and place my feet kind of right on top of them just so they're really gently resting. Now, if they're a little bit pokey or you have some crystal clusters that have some sharp points, just place them between your feet on the ground. And when you're sitting there with your feet flat on the floor, take a deep, centering breath and feel yourself connect to that crystal and pull you right into the present moment so you can be grounded and ready to do this work. So what I'd like you to do is choose an area like all the ones that I listed a little bit ago and find a space to set up your sacred space in your crystal altar. And choose your special crystal for healing and your special crystal for meditation. And I want you to sit before this space, which is going to be your crystal altar, and hold the intention to create a very sacred space for yourself. This is so important because intention is the key to working with crystals. Crystals have their own inherent energy, but when we put our intention and our focus behind that energy, that's what really puts it out into the universe, exactly what we are trying to bring into our lives. So I want you to sit in front of this crystal altar space, put the intention that you're setting sacred space for yourself, and then pick up your two special crystals, the one for healing and the one for meditation, and hold them in your hands while you set this intention to create sacred space. Now, once you're holding these two crystals, take a deep breath in and envision a ray of universal healing white light beaming down from the universe into your crown chakra at the top of your head, moving down through your body, out through your arms, through your hands, all the way out of your fingertips and into those special crystals. And see those crystals filling up with universal light. And once those crystals are all the way full of energy, they're just bursting with energy, see the energy start to expand outward from the crystals, flowing down to the ground, down to the core of the earth. And what this will do is help to anchor the energy of your crystals to the earth's crystalline grid. And this will help keep you grounded and centered whenever you start to use them in your sacred space in the future, whether that's your healing crystal or your meditation crystal, or if you're just using your crystal altar and your sacred space for manifesting or prayer, whatever it may be, these crystals will help keep you grounded and centered while you're doing that. So another way to kind of help you stay connected to the energy of your sacred space, besides using a little mini travel crystal altar, would be that you can actually take any crystal of your choice and place it on your crystal altar to kind of charge it up with the energy of your sacred space. Then all you have to do when you're leaving your house in the morning or if you're going on a trip somewhere is pop that stone in your pocket and carry it with you to bring the vibration of your sacred space into your energy field. You'll find that this will help keep you more calm and relaxed and connected with the energy of that sacred space. So once you have your sacred space set up, you have a little crystal altar, which is your place of personal power that you can really feel connected with your crystal energy, then I'd like you to try out this guided meditation. So if you grabbed that special crystal at the beginning of the call, I want you to go ahead and pick it up, and we're going to do a guided meditation. We are all points of light connected on our Earth's grid right now, holding this space to send love and light to the universe. So I'd like everyone to pick up your special crystal and make sure that you're really nice and comfy. If you want to lie down or sit up, however you're most comfortable, there's no right or wrong way. And I want you to take just a moment to rub your hands together like we did in the beginning of the call to activate those minor chakras in your palms and your fingertips. And this will help you tune into that crystal energy so that you can more easily and effortlessly feel the vibration from your crystal. And after you've activated those micro chakras in your palms and hands, I want you to pick up that special stone that you chose, or if it's too large or too heavy, just place it in front of you and hold your hands just above it or place your hands on the surface of the stone, just so you're connected with that crystal's energy. Now I want everyone to focus on slow, even breathing and feel yourself relaxing and becoming more and more open to the crystal's energy. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, visualize your breath surrounding the stone. You're creating an exchange of universal energy between yourself and your special crystal. And as you inhale again, I want you to see the energy of the stone moving into your body as if you're breathing through the crystal. So as you breathe in, you take in energy from the crystal. And as you breathe out, you surround the crystal with energy. And this is universal energy. So continue to breathe in and breathe out. And on your next inhale, breathe in that crystal energy and hold your breath for a count of three or for whatever feels comfortable. And then very slowly push that breath out through your mouth. Continue to take slow, deep, even breaths. Inhale the energy from the crystal and exhale energy to surround the crystal. And visualize yourself breathing in the energy of the stone and see this energy exchange happening between you and the crystal, creating an energetic connection between you and your stone so that your energy is attuned to the energy of your crystal. On the next inhale, see that crystal energy move into your body and begin to expand. And slowly exhale. And as you breathe in again, feel that energy expand further into your physical body. It fills your lungs, expands out into your chest, up into your head, down your arms, down your torso, into your legs, your calves, your ankles, your feet, all the way to the tips of your toes. And on each inhale, you see the energy expand through your body until the crystal energy fills your physical body completely. And with each inhalation, you become more and more attuned to the energy of your crystal. You feel that your body slowly begins to mimic the orderly perfection that's exhibited by this stone until you start to feel completely balanced and whole. Now visualize the crystal's energy radiating from your physical body and filling your aura with healing light energy. Bring your focus back to your breath. Breathe in slowly. Hold this breath for a count of three. And as you exhale, push the energy from your physical body until it fills your aura completely with crystal energy. Open your eyes and allow your focus to gaze on your crystal. And allow your eyes to go in and out of focus. Soften your gaze so that the crystal becomes just a blur. Now bring your attention back to the detail of your stone. I want you to notice its color, its texture. Feel the weight of your crystal in your hands. Notice the temperature of your crystal, its shape, its angles and facets. Notice any inclusions or cracks or rainbows or even fractures or chips that your stone may have. Close your eyes and feel the stone's energy with your hands. Rub your fingers and hands along the surface of your stone and try to visualize each of those details of your crystal in your mind's eye as you touch your crystal. Bring your attention to the areas of your body that are making contact with the stone. Your hands, your fingertips, your palms. and feel the energy of the stone moving into your hands. Feel the crystal's vibration passing through your hands, up your arms, and into your body. You can feel the crystal's energy within you and all around you. Focus on this gentle energy vibration. What does it feel like? Allow yourself to really explore the energy frequency of your crystal and know that you are safe and protected. Make a mental note of any feeling that you experience or any thoughts that you have while tuning into your crystal's vibrational frequency. Take a deep breath in and allow the crystal to be your teacher. Listen to what it has to tell you. Be open to any intuitive messages that the crystal may have for you about how you can use this crystal for healing, for meditation, for manifestation, or for however this crystal would most benefit your being at this time. What are you experiencing? Do you see any images, symbols? Do you hear sounds? Do you feel anything? Are there any parts of your physical body that feel different or draw your attention? How do you feel emotionally? Just be open to the experience that you're having with your special crystal. Focus your attention on the areas of your body that are making contact with the stone, your fingertips, your palms. Feel the energy of the stone moving into your hands. Take a deep breath in. And once again, feel the energy of your crystal filling your physical body. And as you exhale, push the energy out into your auric field. Pull universal energy into your crown chakra and feel it gently cascade down over your physical body and over the crystal, moving down into the earth, connecting you with the earth's crystalline grid. Feel the energetic connection between yourself, your crystal, and the earth's energy. And when you are ready, you may consciously disconnect from the energy of the stone and slowly begin to come back into conscious awareness. So you can bring your attention to your physical body, wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, gently stretch your arms and legs. And as soon as you're ready, you may slowly open your eyes. Be sure to take time to sit with your crystal for as long as you like. And thank the crystal for the energetic gift that it shared with you. And you can do this by sending love and light to your crystal from your heart chakra. And this will help to show your gratitude for anything that you've learned, any messages or symbols that you were given during the meditation. And know that you can return to this crystal connection anytime you like, just by listening to this meditation. If you find that you feel ungrounded after meditation, it's recommended that at the end of the call, you drink a large glass of water, maybe have a light snack, or even go for a short walk outside. It's also recommended that you keep a journal of your experiences, and this should be done as soon as possible after returning from your journey, once you're comfortable and you've given your time to become grounded. Allow yourself plenty of time to record your experiences from the meditation as accurately and completely as you can. Don't rush this process. Just try and slowly remember and recall the details and experiences that you had during the meditation. And know that each time you repeat this meditation, you may get new pieces of information for how this crystal can be used for healing. If you use the same stone over and over for this crystal meditation, you'll find that your connection with that particular crystal becomes deeper and more meaningful over time. And remember to try and make notes right away so that you don't overlook any important details. And then I really encourage you to try and repeat this meditation about once a week, keep a good crystal journal, and then go back and revisit those notes at a later time, because you might gain a new perspective on how you can start to work with the energy of this stone. Something else that I really love about this meditation is sometimes you'll find that you can connect with crystal guides or spirits or devas, and you'll get information about how to use the crystals, not only for yourself, but also how they might be used to work with other people, with clients, friends, family, with anyone that needs healing. I just wanted to thank everyone so much for doing that with me. I know I am calm and relaxed right now just from guiding the meditation, and I really hope that people will get a lot from this experience and exercise and go back and reuse this recording again and again. I just want to really encourage people again as a reminder, because I know it can be difficult to really release expectations. Sometimes we measure ourselves up against other people and what they're doing with crystals and the great experiences that they're having. Just know that it all comes in time. And if you can release judgment, release self-doubt, release expectation, you'll really find that a whole new world opens up to you. You don't have to necessarily measure up to exactly what someone else is doing, because remember, this is all about your personal experience, your personal connection with these crystals. And through creating a sacred space, learning to sense the energy frequency, and doing meditation, you're going to find that this connection just starts to build and build over time, so that you end up in such a good place, and it really is life transforming. I know that right now I am completely living my soul purpose because of crystal energy. I'm grateful for it every day of my life, and I'm just so thankful to get to share that message with everyone today.